From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The strongest aftershock since Chile's massive February earthquake has jolted the country today just before new president Sebastián Piñera was sworn into office. Reporter Emily Green was in a Santiago coffee shop when the aftershock hit.
I had some coffee on a table and it started to shake. All of a sudden, everybody started to look around and said, "Is this an aftershock? Is this an aftershock?" People were very jittery and nervous, and we all stepped outside of the coffee shop and just kind of stood and wait, and it passed after, it felt like a minute, but it was probably just 30 seconds or so.
Police firing tear gas canisters in Athens as protesters against austerity measures throw rocks and firebombs near the Greek parliament. The Greek government says it won't knuckle under to labor demands to rescind the austerity measures. Greece is raising taxes, cutting civil service pay, and freezing pensions to confront its debt crisis. President Obama says he will focus on exports as a way to boost the U.S. economy. In prepared remarks to be delivered in a few minutes to the Export-Import Bank's annual conference in Washington, Mr. Obama says he will create a mini cabinet to promote exports. He says he will ask for new funding to support export promotion programs. Immigration overhaul is also on the president's agenda today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Mr. Obama will meet with lawmakers to discuss the issue, and non-governmental overhaul advocates will meet with administration officials.
President Obama is meeting with a pair of senators who've been trying to craft an immigration bill that would include a path to legalization for those already here illegally, as well as tougher enforcement. Ali Nourani, who heads the National Immigration Forum, notes both candidates in the last presidential election supported those changes. Nourani says Latino voters, who generally backed Mr. Obama, are impatient with the lack of progress.
Latino voters across the country, in Florida, in Arizona, in Colorado, in Nevada, in New Mexico, and California, they want to see Democrats and Republicans get to work on a bipartisan solution to our immigration system.
A more immigrant-friendly policy could be a tough sell, though, at a time when 1 in 10 Americans is out of work. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
New claims for unemployment benefits dropped last week for the second week in a row, but the Labor Department's four-week average, which provides a broader picture, rose because of sharply higher claims last month. The Senate has passed a bill to extend unemployment benefits to people who've been out of work for more than 6 months. It would also help unemployed people pay for health insurance. The bill now goes into talks with the House, which has passed a companion bill. But some House members are concerned about Senate provisions designed to minimize the effect on the deficit. The bill also extends a number of business and personal tax breaks. Stocks are up today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 4 points at this hour. This is NPR News. Tornadoes in Arkansas have injured 4 people, at least 3 seriously, and destroyed some homes. But the storms and tornadoes missed most population centers. A federal judge in New York finds it unconstitutional that the government tried to cut funding to the community group ACORN. NPR's Pam Fessler reports she's ordered the government to make it clear, the judge has ordered the government to make it clear the funding is not blocked.
U.S. District Judge Nina Gershon ruled late last year that a temporary funding ban affecting ACORN was unconstitutional, but Congress later passed additional bans that prevented the controversial group from getting millions of dollars in federal funds to provide services to low-income communities. The new ruling covers those bans as well. Gershon said the move by Congress was unconstitutional because it singled out ACORN for punishment. Congress imposed the ban after undercover videotape showed ACORN workers advising 2 activists posing as a pimp and a prostitute. It's not clear how the ruling will affect the group's operations because many ACORN offices have shut down in recent months because of the controversy. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in the United Arab Emirates. He's talking with the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi about regional security. This is the last stop in the Defense Secretary's week-long foreign tour. Palestinians are threatening not to start indirect peace talks with Israel after Israel's announcement that it will build 1,600 homes in East Jerusalem. That's where Palestinians would want the capital of a Palestinian state. The U.S. would mediate the indirect talks. Vice President Biden appealed to Palestinians and Israelis to come to the negotiating table. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.